"How many men underground?" I whispered. The silence of the house, compared to the outside, had its own deafening feel. "Borglade and one other are still unaccounted for. The third is probably in the other house there." Luigi moved to the door. "He may have a warning system below. I could not determine that by what I saw. The living quarters below are simple, but the communication system is remarkable. Once we open the secret passage, he may escape through the other house or send an alert through his technology."
"And just how could you know all of that? It has taken me days to figure out half of that stuff."
"Well, you read books in libraries about tunnels." "I explore tunnels."
"So the rock on my bike seat was not a message, it was a trophy. That you got in first?"
"Corban, are you jealous that I beat you?"
We laughed under our breaths. "It is no matter. I only know the way. My plan ends there, so you do the rest." He opened the bedroom door slightly, then listened for a few seconds. When he exited, I covered him from the doorway. The house seemed empty. Treading softly, Luigi was certain to have in mind the sound of his steps below him. My heart pounded. Borglade was at the end of his freedom. When had we last spoken? His deceit still rang in my ears. It had been weeks ago on another dark night. And on this dark night, Luigi and I had much to accomplish against many adversaries. But we were not alone. God was with us.